Hi, I'm Paulina.
Hi, I'm Bricia.
And we're sisters, friends, daughters, wives, and business owners.
And we're just following our dreams, you know, working to be a better version of ourselves every day. All right. And we're also moms.
Welcome to the Super Mama Sisterhood.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome to the show. Welcome to Paulina Lopez's show. How's everyone doing? The Super Mama Show.
Jeez. Are you, it's como dijeran, are you hormonal? What's up?
Hormonal. Is that what the kids are saying? At least I have some sort of
hormonal.
At least I have some sort of a, how do you say that? Some sort of a humor back, and you know, that's good.
Yay. Yay for humor. Bridget's back. Yay.
At least hello, I'm not everybody. Fully just like, you know, crying in the corner of my house and my, you know.
Aw, I hope you're not. I really hope you're not.
I mean, not today.
Not today. Welcome back. I'm glad I was able to get you out of that space. Thank you. You're welcome.
Wow.
Como dijera este papá, te avivé tantito, dijera.
Wow.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome, everyone, to the Super Mamas podcast with your favorite hosts, Paulina Lopez and Bricia Lopez. You know, back to our normal selves, just giving love to each other in the bully kind of way.
That's hilarious.
How are you, sister? Can I share something with you?
Share. That I did, yeah, share. Yeah, please go for it. This is your show.
So, oh my God. Well, no, I just want to say, these past few weeks, as we shared before, have been a little bit crazy. And, you know, I don't even know if that's the right word. Well, we, you know, it's an upside down world right now. Everything's crazy. So, you know what I did this weekend?
Tell me.
On Saturday morning, I was not feeling good. I was not feeling it. And I was like, what? I woke up. I couldn't really sleep. I was just like, I don't know. It was just very crazy, confusing, dark situation. And so I woke up like at 4:45 in the morning. I waited until it was 5:30. I packed up a bag and I left in the middle of the night my house. I didn't really tell anyone. I just left. And I was just like, where do I go? Where does one go at this time when one wants to get away?
Wait, I'm so sorry. Can you rewind? You left your home at midnight?
No, it was like 5:30 in the morning. Because I Googled that the sunrise was at 6:15, which I did not make it to the sunrise. But I wanted to, I wanted to do something different. I don't know what got into me, but I was like, maybe I'll just go to a spa later. So I packed up a bag with like extra clothes. I was like, maybe I'll go to the beach. So I packed up a bathing suit. Everybody was sleeping. No one really noticed. I packed up a bag. I grabbed my, como se dice en español, mi neceser. I put all my creams and stuff because I was like, maybe I'll do a Korean spa later. Maybe I'll just, I don't know what I'm going to do later, but I'm just going to do something. And I left my house like at 5:30 in the morning and I drove to the beach. And here I thought, oh my God, you know, I'm going to get there at 6:00. People are going to be walking. It's a lie. No one is up at that time running in the beach. I got there and there was no one there. It was kind of sketchy because no one was there. And I was like, I don't know if I want
to
do this.
This is not what was shown to me in the Instagram post. This is not
what the movies talk about. And I took a walk. I took like an hour and a half walk, 2 hours along the beach. And then I got a chair and I sat down in front of the beach for like 3 hours, dude. Just by myself. Didn't answer the phone. Didn't answer any texts. I was just there. I try to meditate, like Dulce was saying. And I just ended up just praying for a long time because I couldn't. That was my way of meditating, I guess.
Yeah, that is what praying is.
Yeah, and I was there in my little beach chair in the middle of the beach with just by myself doing nothing. And then after that, I was like, I can go back home or I can do something else. And so then later I was like, I'm just going to go have breakfast with myself. Never have I done this in my life, Bricia, ever, ever. I went to have breakfast with myself, whatever I wanted to eat. And then I was like, where do I go next? And then I went to Fernando's house to hold a newborn baby for like 3 hours. And I just sat there in the couch and held that baby and he was sleeping in my arms. And
then you gave it back.
And then I gave it back and I was like, okay, thank you. And then I was like, what should I do? Should I go back home? And I was like, nah. So then I told my husband, I said, you know what? I want to get a room and I'm just going to sleep somewhere else tonight. And he was like, what? Like, what's happening? What's going on? You know? And I was like, I just need some time. I just want to be on my own. I got a room. I went to a hotel and I stayed there the whole afternoon watching TV and I slept over there. And at night I was like, maybe I should invite my husband to come in and be here, you know, to hang out and have some time, just the two of us. And it didn't work out and he didn't go. He couldn't go because my kids didn't want to stay alone because of the hurricane that was coming, you know. And they were really scared that the hurricane was going to like take the house. So I was like, fine, stay there with the kids. I stayed over that night. And let me tell you something. I learned things about myself that I didn't even know could happen that night by myself.
No, interesting.
Very interesting. I was very proud of myself. I was so happy. I ordered in and I stayed there for a whole damn night. A whole day just for me. Didn't have to talk to anyone if I didn't want to. I was like, should I go see friends? Like, no, I just need to be with me. I just need to be with myself. I need to think. I need to get myself back together. And the next day, my husband went to pick me up. He met me at the hotel. We watched a movie together for a couple hours. Mom stayed with the kids. And then I went back home and I felt like a whole other person. I have never, ever have a day for me by myself, decided by myself.
Out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere. When they woke up, they were like, where's mom? And I was like, peace, y'all. I'm leaving. I left. I didn't tell anyone. I literally just left because I just felt like I needed to do that. And I gave myself permission to do that. And that was one of the most amazing things that I've done for myself.
Wow.
And I'm so happy I did that. And I think I'm going to do that more often because it really helped me. Like, I did a lot of the things. I prayed. I laughed. I did all these things. And I was like, I need to learn to be with myself because I have to learn how to be with myself. I need to learn how to make myself happy on my own. And I've never done that. I think I've always, and more when you become a mom and a wife and all these things, you give so much to others. You give yourself to your work, to your employees, to your parents, to your friends, to everyone. And I was like, I need to learn to give to me. And that was really good. That was a really cool day.
That's beautiful too, because it's like it's so healthy, right? Because sometimes we're like, oh, I'm going to go with my girlfriends, do this for me. And then you go and then you drink and then you do all this stuff. And like the next day you just feel like shit because you have like the post-drinking situation in your body. And like at the end of the day, like you're more tired than you were. And like, yes, you had like a moment of greatness, but then like all the anxiety that comes after, it doesn't really match.
I watched whatever I wanted to watch. I slept at whatever time I wanted to sleep. I woke up whenever I wanted to wake up. No one was like asking me stuff. And everybody survived. Everyone was fine. No, nadie se cayó, nadie se murió. Everybody was great. And I did that for myself. And I am really, 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 really happy I did that. It was out of nowhere. And I just felt like I needed to, como dicen, like take up space, you know, just take the time to be by myself. And that was very rewarding. I really, if you get the chance to do something like that, even if it's for a few hours, I guess, just do it. I feel like we always, and more like you and I, we're always like, ¿qué estamos haciendo? What are we producing? What are we doing? What are we growing? And then that day I didn't do anything, but I feel like I did so much more than not do anything. Yeah, because today I feel like, all right, let's do this. You know, come on, let's go. We're okay. Everybody's good. I'm good. My mind's good. Everyone's great. I think we need to do that and just be comfortable with ourselves, by ourselves. And I don't think I ever done that before until this weekend, which was great.
Aw, I'm so proud of you.
I feel like you're really good at that.
At what?
At being with yourself.
I don't think I've ever done what you said. But actually, no, I'm by myself.
I mean, you're comfortable being with yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I've been writing a lot. That's what I've been doing. And it's so interesting, like my being alone. I mean, obviously, if, you know, I'm traveling and I'm in the hotel room by myself, I grabbed, like last time I wrote so much and like I wrote in a way I've never written before, which was very interesting, almost in a, like usually the way I write is very much like, almost like a letter to somebody. or like, this is what I'm going through, this is what I'm feeling. And this time it was like, I was writing a poem, but not really a poem. It was like spoken word. I was like, some of the stuff I said made no sense. It was just like, it was, I've never written that way. And it was really interesting to kind of be in that space. I'm going through a lot, and I'm like in a space I've never been in this space before. And it's interesting being a grown up.
Ugh, so interesting.
I feel like I'm living my life as a grown up for the first time. I don't know if that makes sense if anybody, and like you all hear me knocking, you know, like, I think I've been trying to grow and I haven't fully experienced my life as someone who's grown. And I think that I've going through so much right now that relationships that I enter, like, I just feel like I'm growing up, and I feel like a grown up. And also I realize all I want in my life ultimately is just to live in peace. And like, I've also know what it's like to not live in peace, and when I do live in peace.
Yes.
And I just want to choose a life where I just feel at peace with everything. And it sucks living with anxiety. It's really crippling. And like, I'm able to now feel a little bit of what's empathetic with people who live like their life like that every single day. I mean, I've been getting anxiety here and there in like just a few hours, or even just like to wake up with anxiety like that. And like, I'm like, is this how people live their life? It's like that cripple. It's so crippling. And I just want to, I'm like, I just want to like make decisions for me. I just want to live at peace. And I want to like give the best of me to every single person that I meet. I feel physically sometimes like there's nothing, like even to go somewhere, like I haven't been out or talked to people on purpose because there's nothing for me to give. You wouldn't want to be around me. I'm like, I'm not giving anything. So I want to be in a place where I'm full and I'm able to like go back into the world with like light. I don't know if that makes any sense.
No, totally makes sense. Totally makes sense. And we all go through those things. There's nothing wrong with you or whoever's listening. There's nothing wrong with you. We all go through those things. I've had anxiety, and that's why I had to leave. And sometimes we just got to do things to get us out of that. Some people actually get used to it and they're like, well, this is just the way it is. But sometimes that stage in your life, it's mostly usually a growth stage, and growth is uncomfortable. It's very, very uncomfortable, and it makes people very uncomfortable. But once you get out of it, you're like, I went through that. Time heals everything. And
yeah,
those are experiences. Those are the experiences that make life. Those are the experiences that make life. This is life, and this is what we have to do. And yeah, there's people that are just holding on to that bitterness and that anger. And you could tell. You know what happened to me this morning? I went to get a coffee, and I picked up a call on the line while I was making line. And the lady in front of me turns around and gives me a look. Como si le hubiera yo pegado. I was like, okay. And she was like, you are way too loud. You're too much. And I was like, geez. I was like, sorry. I'm like, I'm just happy. And I literally told her, I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm just happy and living my life. I'm sorry.
Of course.
And she just like got really upset and offended. I was like, what the hell? Like, I'm literally taking a call. And yes, someone made me laugh. And I laughed. Like, this is a public space, lady. I'm not in your house. If you don't want me to laugh in your house, I'll respect that. But this is a public space.
Do not be that person.
And you know, you don't want to be that person. Don't be that person. Don't be stealing joy from people. Anyway. Talking about joyful people and grown as women, today we have in the show an amazing, amazing woman. Natasha Case is a co-founder of Cool House Ice Cream and more recently took on a founding CEO role with Lunch Bunch. I love this service that she's doing, and I love everything Natasha has to offer to this company. As a mom of two young children, she was driven by the idea of using creative eating experiences to inspire curiosity in even the pickiest of eaters, while also tackling a massive issue for parents around frustrations with packaging, lunch from a time management, shopping quality, cleaning, and stress guilt perspective. She plans to make Lunch Bunch not only a convenient meal delivery platform, but also a merchandise and content world to revolutionize our relationship to food and the way that we eat and the relationship that our kids have with food. And more recently, you are doing something super fun with her.
Yes, I am. And we talk about it on the show. So stay tuned and learn all about our collaboration. And well, without further ado, here is our interview with Lunch Bunch's founder and CEO, Natasha Case. Welcome back to the show, Natasha.
Thank you for having me back. Very glad to be back.
I am so excited to have you here again. I was talking to you offline about the last time you were here and the amazing conversations that got started after your episode. So I'm excited to get to know you more and see what you're up to. And I know that there's something happening between Bricia and yourself right now. So let's dive in. How are you doing?
Doing well. It's definitely busy times at Lunch Bunch. It's back to school and there's no hurricane that can stop back to school in LA. You know, maybe just one day of delay.
It was delayed.
It was right? Delayed. For a beautiful sunny day. That was yesterday. Just one more day of stress for the parents. One more day of TV for the kids.
I was like, let's get to that day. And it didn't happen. I was like, oh man, psych. Let's try again.
I know. It's so funny. So it's good. We have a lot of new schools. We're just coming online with Citizens of the World, East Valley. We're not only doing their school lunch, but we're teaching culinary enrichments and we've been catering a lot of events for them. So really taking care of the whole school. We have Beach Cities just coming online this week. They're a special needs program. They take in kids who struggle at LAUSD and that LAUSD cannot find the right resources in a home. They bring these kids into like a sanctuary all the way up till they graduate high school. And we're feeding them lunch and given also some of the backgrounds of these, of the kids who are at the school, the food desert in LA is very, very real. And there's like 14-year-olds at the program who've never had a blueberry, that we introduced a blueberry to them through the lunch.
I think that a lot of people think that because we're in Los Angeles, things like this don't happen, but it's very real. I know that a lot of the problems that happen with school during like COVID and even, you know, even I know we're laughing about like the hurricane, but even during the hurricane, right? Like these schools are the only places where a lot of kids go have a meal, where they actually, there's some kids that actually feel protected in school better than they feel at home. They have an adult that is a good role model that they actually can have, like you were saying, like a vegetable, a fruit. And yes, we do live in Los Angeles and yes, just these things actually do happen around where we're at. So thank you for being a contribution to that, Natasha, on what you're doing.
No, absolutely. I mean, this is what we're here to do with Lunch Bunch, is help not only just feed kids who literally are going starving and hungry in their own homes or have not secure housing even, but to actually bring them the best food that we can. We don't have different menus for schools just because one is government subsidized and another one isn't. Everyone should have access to the best food possible. It's just crazy in our country and state and city that we have hunger like we do, and we're such a wealthy country, and we also throw out so much food. We have a huge problem with food waste.
Yes. Summer's done, and during summer, I tend to be a little bit more, what do you call it, flexible, more carefree with the kids, and the kids were having snacks through the day. And my God, they eat a lot, by the way, during summer. They just eat so much.
I know. Sometimes you're like, you're done.
I'm like, where did all this food go? Like, they just constantly eat. But what I realized was that there were times where they were telling me their stomach hurt, that they were not feeling good. And I started realizing like, let me see, what are you eating? And I think when they just started eating all these like snacks and all these things, even at their short age, they do have a bunch of side effects that we don't really realize, you know? I was thinking maybe that's why they're a little bit more lazy over the summer, because they eat less vegetables, less things. Everything is a little bit more free, I guess.
Yeah.
So I'm also like going back to school meant like going back to our regular lunches and our regular dinners and our regular, you know, our regular stuff, and going back to a structured day where they also can benefit from.
Totally. So true. Yeah. My son gets up really early and he sneaks downstairs to watch YouTube or whatever weird thing, King Kong stuff. And I was like, Remy, it's not happening. Like he did today, because he got up again. I don't even know what time. It seems like it's 6 a.m. And I was like, now it's school. And he's like, well, why? And I was like, because it's school. And I'm not going to. That's it. We're back to the routine. That's all you get.
That's all you get. No, they do. They hate it. They hate it. They're like, well, why can't we watch this? Why can't? I said, no, now from now on, even if you're on YouTube, you're going to watch educational stuff. And we're going to read real books. And we're going to. They yeah. hate it. They're like, no, I want summer again.
Yeah. It's okay. You can wait till next year. It'll come back.
It'll come back. But I want to hear about what you guys are doing. I know that there's something that you guys are working on, and I would love to hear a little bit more about that.
Oh yeah. My God. Yes. Natasha, tell everybody what's happening. I'm very, very excited.
Yeah. So in the vein of, okay, how do we make an impact on what kids are eating and how bringing them better food, but also how do they understand food? How do they connect with food in their community? How are they participants in the process? So our philosophy is you kind of have to include them in the whole system. Like you feed them, which we do with the lunch. We have our enrichments, which are about education. We cater their events. So it's this memorable thing. One of the most important ways that we've kind of determined as a company, as a team, that like we can really change the relationship they have to food is with our guest chef program, where you can bring in a notable chef, business, food business entrepreneur like Bricia. What they bring to the table is their story, their relationship to food, their recipes, their connection, their sourcing. They're really telling a whole story with the food that the kids are eating that's special, not just like checking a box of lunch. Like this is an experience about how you can understand what goes into different cuisines and different dishes, especially here in LA, where we have so many different cultures to celebrate. So we couldn't be more proud and excited for Bricia for this school year to really be, you know, leading it out the gate. And I kept to say that, you know, and I'm not just blowing smoke, but every time we've like mentioned it or said your name or talked about the restaurant and this is what we're bringing to the menu, this is what really sets it apart. Every school administrator, every parent, the kids, they really freak out. They are genuinely like, wow, like how many lunch programs can say that that's how they're thinking about feeding the kids?
I mean, I just really want to commend you for doing, I mean, like me or not, it doesn't matter, right? It's just really reinventing what lunch at school should be. And I know like, if I think about years ago, there was this school lunch revolution. And yes, there was something, there's some work that was done. But if you think about every single day, every life, you know, kids in LA or even all over the country, yes, it's important. And yes, it's sometimes the only place where they can get food, but people just continue doing the same thing, yeah. Right? The same status quo. So I think that reimagining it, bringing the story to it, letting people understand. And not just that, like for me, I always think of even just seeing, oh, just someone that's in school thinking that that could be a career for them. When they see a face behind food, they understand that there's a career there, yeah. And there's the possibility to do that, you know? And it's something that I want to do and aspire to do. And I love putting faces to food. I love putting faces to the people that grow our food, the people that sell our food, the people that prepare food, because I think food is one of the things in this world that a lot of people take for granted. A lot of people don't understand the work that goes behind it. It's something that we have to have every single day. But the job of a cook, the job of a farmer isn't as appreciated in our society as it should be. So I love the fact that you're doing this. And I'm so proud to be part of this program. And honestly, your entire team has been so great and so wonderful to work with. And I'm just very excited to launch this and have kids understand more about even what Oaxaca is, or whether it's getting closer to what Oaxaca is or being first, like, or even just understanding that Mexico has states just like the U.S. or learning something. And ultimately, that's why they go to school, right?
Totally.
So thank
totally
you. Thank you for inviting me.
Oh,
to do
yeah.
This.
My God. It's our pleasure, our honor. And you're right. It is the real part of the education. And what better way to learn than through eating and enjoying and seeing how different maybe if one kid grew up with like may have very just like limited experiences with what kind of food is in their house. And it's like how different yeah. food can be, how different flavor can be. And I think too, your voice and your take on it is the authentic one. Like the schools want to not serve one type of cuisine for a diverse student body. And so we can do that, but what better way than the authentic voice behind it and the authentic story bringing that cuisine rather than just kind of, okay, well, we're just going to pick and choose. It's just not as personal. It's not as, I feel like it's much more exciting when you can actually bring in the voice.
Oh, of course, 100%. Well, thank you. And I love what you're doing with Lunch Bunch and how much it's like and how it's growing and what you're doing. And just seeing a woman build the career and build a new whole new business from essentially, I mean, just you started from zero again. So I know that must be very scary. And now you're like, oh my God, what am I doing? Why should I be doing this? Should I not? So going through all the things and just following your passion is so admirable. And I love you. So thank you for bringing me along for the ride.
Of course. Yeah.
Well, and also I think like coming from a mom's perspective, right? You both are, like, my sister cooks for a living and she's a chef, and you as well. You guys are, I'm sure both your in your households, kids ate amazing food since day zero. But for some of us, like for me, I just realized that it took me a long time to introduce my kids to other types of food. My kids were the kind of kids that would have mac and cheese and chicken tenders for dinner probably three times a week, because that's all I thought they would like. And I underestimated for a long time that kids can actually enjoy other kinds of food. And we are just used to treating kids as, oh, they're just kids. They wouldn't like this, or they wouldn't, even if I give it to them, they're not going to like it. And I think that we give up easily as mothers. Sometimes we just don't want to fight the kids and we just want to give them what they want. So the fact that they're exposed in school to this other kind of foods, it's amazing for kids. It's amazing for them to open their mind to, oh, I don't always have to eat this specific thing. So there are other things that I might like, and they might not like them at the beginning, but the more that you offer, the more that we put them out there for them, they will actually enjoy it. I was so proud the other day because I went to have my first lunch date with my daughter and she chose sushi and she was eating eel. And I was like, who are you? It took a long time, but I'm trying and I'm really trying, and all the kids are enjoying foods more. And these are just typical households, right? Like, because we're in the food industry, we eat all this art and where our kids are exposed to other things, but people are really not exposing children to these kind of foods on a regular basis. So I think what you're doing is important that end as well. And the kids will get interested in trying new things and opening their minds.
Yeah, I think it's very true. And they're much more, I think, like adults than like separate species. Like, we sometimes treat them, even how we treat them with their emotions, and they're much closer to us. And I think with Lunch Bunch, so, you know, we're doing these school lunches. And then the thing we really have grown a lot, even more recently, is the enrichments, which are mostly after school classes, right? So I mentioned culinary education. So we have one where we teach the kids to make sushi or onigiri, but we also like, we always have a cultural piece, like how to make origami. We had a guacamole lesson, which the kids were obsessed with, and they all were apparently going home and making guacamole in their homes. Pasta sauces with herbs we picked from the garden. We do also do gardening classes, and we actually have a business of food class. So helping the next generation of entrepreneurs, like middle school and up. But I was going to say, like, I think like you put the food in front of the kid. And then for me, I'm also like, if I was a kid and I made something in a class and I was like, oh, I know how to make that. And then you see that in front of you again, it's like, wow, you really have a different relationship. Like, I just keep going back to like, they're participating in the process of food rather than it being like kind of thrown at them, or like, here, eat this, or like, try that, or why are you eating this, or why don't you eat your whole plate of food? Like, let's bring them in the way we all love to be part of it and include them.
Yes. That was a game changer for me, where it all started after we went to a junior chef show and my daughters were like really impressed. Then after that, though, I started taking them to the market and we decide what we're going to eat for the week, and we look up at the recipes together. And then now we cook together. And so now I'm really surprised that they're like, oh, finding new flavors, finding new things. There's not a wrong decision out there in your house. I know that sometimes we're just trying to survive and we're just trying to make the best of it. But I think like when the kids are part of the process, like you're saying, they really enjoy it. They feel empowered to actually being part of something that they're going to eat. They just become more open, I think. You know,
well, that's also what we need. I think is that first introduction to them understanding what creating something is.
Yes.
Right? This is why I always, like, that's one of the things I always tell Eduardo, I say my son, I always tell him, like, when you are someone who cooks for a living, or you are, you know, I think I was talking to Sabina about the same thing. I'm like, well, that's, you know, she likes art, right? And I was like, oh, but that means like you're a magician. And she's like, what do you mean? I'm like, well, because before you started drawing or before you started doing something, nothing existed. And now, you know, an hour later, like something that never existed is now in the world. And you're creating with your hands, and being able to create something with your hands is one of the most powerful superpowers that you can have, because you can create things. So you were like essentially a magician. And she was like, wow, huh? And I was like, well, yeah, that's what I tell my son all the time. People that cook, it's like magic. Like, you can create something, and that's so powerful. It's so powerful to be able to do that, because I think for me, I love creating. And if I'm not creating, like, I'm pretty, like, I'm not, like, in my happy place. Whether that's even if it's something that, it doesn't have to be a physical thing, right? It can be something else. But I think teaching children how to create something and being able to be creative with their mind, even if for whatever, you know, everyone is different, right? Some kids may enjoy math more than English or whatever. But I think that just showing them that they're the ability to do that, I think it's pretty important at a young age.
Yeah, I think it's so true.
I love that you're doing enrichment classes. I think that's the most important thing that we can do for kids, because there is so much that goes into cooking, yeah. Right? Measuring. It's about, there's math involved, there's art involved, there's all the, yeah. Like, there's the confidence that they build around the kitchen. Those skills are very, very helpful. Very, very helpful in life.
Yeah. It's like a STEAM education.
Yes, 100%. I totally agree. And I love that you're doing that. I would love, I mean, if there's more information that you can share, and like how some of the super moms can, if is it only through the schools? Are you thinking about maybe doing it somewhere else? Like, how can I tell my school that I want Lunch Bunch to come and teach the kids this stuff?
Yeah, we can definitely help with that with the info email or DMing us, or there's a way to fill out an inquiry on our website too, that I actually make the first call, get back to people right away. And we do have a $500 referral credit if we serve lunch at your school or, you know, an enrichment and you connected us. So that's a nice little perk. Yeah. And I was going to say, it's really interesting. The other really exciting thing about all this too, it's like any school could be private school, public, charter, but actually, especially a lot of the public and charter schools in LA, there's a state grant that's really focused on, it's called ELOP, and there's other grants too, but that's really focused on the learning opportunities for kids, especially if families are under the poverty line or in underserved communities. There's the state really devoted a lot of grants toward that coming out of COVID. So there's no school that we can't work with. We've actually found in some ways it's easier to work with charter public schools because of this grant support that they've had. So anything's possible.
And you go all the way through high school?
Yeah. I mean, there's no reason we couldn't do a college program, to be honest, especially with food. We've had some inquiries. Unfortunately, they're just not in LA. We're only serving LA right now. But certainly we could do also culinary, gardening. We could see it for like senior citizens. Like, it's possible for anyone.
I mean,
whole life cycle.
We definitely got to chat so that I can figure out a way to get you into the girls' schools, because it's important, right?
Yeah. And Paulina sits on all sorts of boards, right, Paulina?
I have to. We have to, right, Natasha? Yes. You have to. Like, you have to be involved in this school. I try to be involved in the school as much as possible, because I don't want my kid to just drown in the middle of all the kids. I mean, yeah. You know, you have to be there and you have to advocate for your child when you're in the public and charter schools.
Yeah.
I mean, in any school, really, teachers need to know that you care.
Yeah. And I mean, you just have to be there. And I think, you know, just like my sister was saying, and you were saying about just teaching kids that a culinary and hospitality is something that people can inspire to be, right? It's just not...
Oh, yeah, let's bring them to the pipeline, ladies. Let's bring them to the pipeline.
We need young people falling in love with hospitality. We need people falling in love with food. But I wanted to ask also, while we work on getting Lunch Bunch into our schools, how do we try this menu that you guys are working on? Because I want to get it. I'm sure people want to try this Oaxacan-inspired menu. So how can we,
like,
how can we get that?
Oaxaca / asada, inspired Lunch Bunch menu.
So good. I mean, we're developing the recipes. We're working with Bricia. We're going to have tastings and make sure everything is optimal quality.
Where do we sign up for these tastings?
Well, you know, you happen to know a few of the right people. I think we can get you in. I mean, beyond that, it will be on the lunch programs that we're serving. However, we do have catering and events. So that would be another way to potentially access it if we're not at one of your schools, like if it's a special menu that we can serve, as long as Bricia is okay with
that. Are you doing in home?
We do a lot of like birthdays and kids parties. More of the events we do are at the school.
Oh.
So we can do any school. We don't have to be providing lunch. So we can come into the school and do like a back to school event, graduation, a teacher appreciation day. Sometimes we just do the special events like that. And we really are a platform that's designed to work with schools. So that's just something that's kind of also been a growing channel for us. So yeah, but you know, mainly we really are a B2B operator right now.
Oh, that's amazing. I love that. I want to see how can we support. Please let us know what is the best way to reach, to amplify what you guys are doing. I'm super excited, Natasha. I mean, even from the last time you were here to right now, the growth that you have done in the expansion, woman, you are something else.
Doing the best I can.
You inspire us a lot.
So kind. Yeah, just trying to do the best we can and lucky to have partners, even just being on this podcast to help spread the word and, you know, working with Brisa on the menu, the nut-free mole, the tamales we're talking about. It's just really exciting. Kids are going to love it.
What? I am so excited. Yeah. They are going to love it. You know, one of my daughters is in Girl Scouts, and last year we did an activity at home. We all have to do an activity at home. I made tamales with the girls. I didn't think they were going to like it. I was like, well, we're just going to give it a try. They made tamales for the whole family. It's so easy. And they loved it so much that I know they're going to be excited to see tamales on their menu soon. I'm so excited.
That's so awesome.
So excited.
Yeah, that would be a great class, is the teaching of that.
We can do that for the holidays.
Yeah.
100%.
Oh, so fun. Oh, they'll freak out.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Natasha, for being here today. We want to be mindful of your time. You're a boss lady and you have things to do. And
you too. You too. You guys have so much
meetings to go to.
Yeah.
So can you tell the Super Mamas, where can they follow you? Where can they get more information on Lunch Bunch? Please tell us all the things.
Yeah. So we're lunch-bunch.com, although we do have now lunchbunch.com without the dash. So very soon be able to use either one of those to come to our site. But lunch-bunch.com, join Lunch Bunch on Instagram. I'm Natasha J. Case on Instagram. As I said on the website, a lot of details about our menus, our kind of company and food values and our programs, how you can submit an inquiry so that we can follow up with you and hopefully we can serve your school, your community, and yeah, change the relationship your kid has to food and help set them up for life.
Yes, a whole family. I think if you change a child's mind about food, you change the whole family's
Very
dynamic.
True.
That's what I've noticed with my kids. Like now that they eat more, I'm so excited about making dinner now. Before I'd be like, oh my God, what am I going to make? Now it's like, I'm making what I'm making and they're going to eat it.
It's more fun. I know.
It's so fun. Make your kids fall in love with food again. Thank you, Natasha. Thank you, Brisa. And we'll see you guys soon.
I love that you're like acting like I'm not part of the show. Like you're like, hey, see oh you guys God. Soon. Come back. I'm like, okay, me and Natasha just gonna head out today. Let's go, Natasha.
See you soon, Brice. Yeah, you're not here with me. See you soon. We're all in different parts.
Did you hear that? Natasha was like, well, thank you guys so much for coming. I love hearing what you guys are doing. I'm like,
that's great.
Oh my thank God.
Jeez. She's always doing this.
So sensitive
you
nowadays.
You always hear that though. And like, I'm the one like, okay, I'm the one who's like labeled as like the bad guy. And I'm like, you literally just always kicking me out of the show.
I'm not kicking you out of the show. Yeah, I said,
joining.
I'll see you soon.
Thanks for joining.
Natasha, thanks for joining, guys. See you soon. What the hell?
We're not in the same place. Thanks for joining.
Anyway, we love you, Natasha. We can't wait to have you back. We have another episode of just like more of like an everyday conversation.
Oh yes, please. Also, you like, tell me anytime you want. Yeah. I'm ready. I always have a lot more to share.
We do have a lot to share, like I told you, you know, like about you just opened my mind to a lot of things, girl. Just gotta say that.
Anytime.
I'm gonna say that. Thank
anytime.
You.
Anytime. Just the tip of the iceberg, you know.
Yeah. You know what? Make your life however you want to make it. That's the thing, right? Create your own reality. Bend the world.
Create your own
bend
life.
Yourself for the
yeah.
world.
Anything that's compulsory, it's like step back and be like, wait, what do? Yeah, why am I doing this? Is it for the reasons I want to? You know, definitely.
Yeah. Don't 100%. Be a normie.
Yeah.
Don't be a normie.
You know, it's like my dad was like, I just want to find my own happiness. I'm like, isn't that what we all want? I'm like, that's what I'm trying to do.
Well, I just turned 40 on Monday. I feel like it's like a new page of like, yes, woo-hoo! I like, no.
Girl, this is the beginning of the best life. I feel the best at me after like I'm rediscovering, redefining. I'm in love with this
yeah.
new me, honestly.
It's funny. I was like, I have not actually personally used Instagram like so much, but I was like on it since I turned 40. And I was like, someone was like going through, like they were working out some whole like inner issue, whatever. Not like we don't have them after 40, but I was like, I read the caption. I was like, 30s, this person's the philosophical, you know, process. I was like, No, I've been 40 for a week, and I can tell you it's not like that anymore.
Oh, yes. I am. Oh, me too, girl. Me too. I'm just doing me. I'm like, oh, there you are. There you are. Hello.
Yeah, you're just doing you on the podcast and your guest, Bricia, you know?
Yeah.
Because she's still on her 30s.
Right. Right. That's so okay. So now we understand.
Oh, God. So sensitive, 30s people. 30-year-old sensitive people, you know? Like, so sensitive. I used to be hella sensitive when I was 30.
Goodbye. Goodbye. I'm unsubscribing. I'm unsubscribing to the channel.
All right. Thank you, Natasha.
Thank you so much.
We love you.
Love you too. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Hey, sisters. Thank you so much for listening. Hope all of you guys are subscribed to our newsletter. If you're not, make sure you hit that subscribe button on supermamas.com. We will be sending out invites to upcoming events, promos, and super cool surprises your way. And of course, you can always keep up with us through the gram at @_supermamas and on Twitter, also @_supermamas, and in el Face @supermamaspodcast.
Oh, one more thing. We want to hear your supermama moment of the week to share with all of you sisters. Call into our hotline, 424-329-3707, and leave us a message or simply email us a voice note to hello@supermamas.com. Very soon, we could be featuring you on the show. Please remember to leave your name and Instagram handle for a chance to be featured.
Much love and see you next week, Supermamas!